Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do
you're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. Where we get to dive into the deep mysteries in the Word of God. The deep, deep, deep revelation inside the Word of God. The Word of God is rich. The Word of God is powerful. The Word of God is everlasting. So if it was useful yesterday, it's still useful today, and the Word of God will remain forever. That's why I'm confident that you being here on this platform means that you're going to have a lot from the Lord this morning. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God, where we get to hear what the Lord has to tell us every single day, every morning. So I want to welcome you all. And if you've been very frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So I want you to pick up your phones and share this link with somebody out there. Like I always say on the show, you might just be saving a life. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adebuyi, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 8th day in the month of January 2025. It's the 8th day in the month of January 2025, and we'll be looking at a topic that says growing in wisdom. Growing in wisdom. I'm for today is taken from hymn 30 from our Open Heaven Manual. Hymn 30, when we walk with the Lord. When we walk with the Lord. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Genesis 26 to 28. Our memory verse today is taken from Luke chapter 2, verse 52. Which reads, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man." Luke 2:52. "And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man." May we find favor with God and man in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Job chapter 32. From verse 4 to 9. Job 32 from verse 4 to 9. From verse 4 it reads, "Now because they were years older than he, Elihu had waited to speak to Job. When Elihu saw that there was no answer in the mouth of these three men, his wrath was aroused. So Eliu, the son of Barakel, the Buzite, answered and said, I am young in years, and you are very old. Therefore I was afraid, and dared not declare my opinion to you. I said, age should speak, and multitude of years should teach wisdom. For there is a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding. Great men are not always wise, nor do the aged always understand justice. Amanot David, the longer you have spent on earth, the wiser you are expected to be. This is why people never ask how young you are. Rather, they ask how old you are. In reality, they are asking, how much wisdom have you garnered? This is in line with Job 12, verse 12, which says, with the ancient is wisdom, and in length of days, understanding. In Yoruba land, when people do not act their age, they are often called agba-iya, meaning old for nothing. When people are unserious with their lives, even though they are advancing in age, they are called agbaya. May you not be old for nothing in Jesus' name. Proverbs 22 verse 15 says that there is foolishness locked in the heart of a child. Therefore, everybody starts out being foolish. This is an interesting fact about life. The child of a servant and that of a president will both start the journey of life, alike as newborns. However, their choices in life will determine how they will end. For the first 18 years of my life, I walked around barefooted. Today, by God's grace, I can wear different pairs of shoes every day for a whole year if I choose. This is because I have walked with the Ancient of Days, and His Holy Spirit has continually given me wisdom that I have applied to make my life better. Regardless of your age, you can walk in wisdom if you yield yourself to the instructions of the Holy Spirit. He is the source of all knowledge and wisdom, like you see in Colossians 2, from verse 1 to 3. When I was younger, I had an older brother who was tall and strong. One day he heard that my father beat him such that he cried like a baby. When I saw my strong brother crying, I was determined never to do anything that would make my father beat me. If you are wise, you will not make some mistakes in your life. You will recognize danger and avoid it as much as possible. If you know the consequences of an action and still take that action, you are an agbaya. Committing sin and refusing to repent leads to eternal separation from God. If you are wise, you will choose to be holy, because that is the only way to see God, like we see in Hebrews 12 verse 14. Beloved, if you haven't been wise with your decisions so far in life, it is time to yield to the Holy Spirit and surrender to His leading. Today's Open Heavens comes with a reflection that says, are you growing in wisdom with the help of the Holy Spirit? Are you growing in wisdom with the help of the Holy Spirit? Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us today. As the Open Heaven of today been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody out there, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share the message? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on